Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and this is the NFL edition. We'll be breaking down all the games this week in the NFL. We're going to give out a couple college football selections as well at the end of the show. Great guests. Dave Mason from BetOnline AG and Pro Football Doc from SIC Score will be on a little bit later. But let's get down to business. We got a Thursday night game. Let's not waste any time. This line's on the move. If you can still find a 7, I suggest you take the Jets right now, +7. The line's going down to 6.5. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, game opened up 7.5. It's 7. Some 6.5s are popping up in the market. Did you bet anyone here?
Yeah, well, we talked earlier. I took the Jets here. I took the money line +3-1. I took 7.5. That was before the Amari Cooper news came out. The Browns are just banged up. I'm actually looking forward to talking to Pro Football Doc about this game, too. I mean, their offensive line has been hobbled for 3 weeks now. Flacco seems to be pulling a miracle out of a hat, but we know in the end, Flacco is a 500 quarterback, and I think he's going to come down to earth tonight. I don't think the Jets will have much offense, so if anything, I also lean under, but definitely like the Jets here.
Let me go to April next. April, did you bet anyone here, side or a total to give out?
Yeah, I took the Jets earlier today at 7.5. In terms of moving the ball and putting up points every week, Flacco's been great, but he's also thrown 7 interceptions in 4 games, so eventually those turnovers are going to come back to bite him. And I think this Jets defense shows that tonight. I think they win the turnover battle and they're able to cover that 7.
Yeah, the total's down to 33.5 in some of the sharper shops. I'm seeing 6.5 in the market. Let me go to Sheep. Sheep, you like anybody in this matchup?
I also have to agree with Stevie and El Clucco with the dog here. I think it's a great spot for.
Don't get him pissed off. Don't get El Clucco pissed off. Whatever you do this week, just don't poke the bear, baby.
Listen, it looks like he's had a few extra cookies over the holidays. That's what I'm going to say. We might be having him for next year for Thanksgiving dinner, I think. But I like the Jets a lot here. I think, as Stevie said, Cleveland's Flacco's been playing above his head lately, and it's a great spot for the Jets.
Matty, you like anybody in this matchup? You agree with everybody?
Yeah, I took the Jets +7. When we look at the offensive line for the Browns, they've been banged up. And look at the last 4 games for Flacco. 8-Ball talked about it. He's been so turnover heavy. Eventually, that's going to come back to bite you in the ass. Not to mention, the Browns are missing their kicker and punter. So any extra points, you know, any of those field goals, they might have to go for some, you know, fourth and longs instead of kicking a field goal. And that's going to play a big, big factor into this game. And I like the Jets +7 this week.
Yeah, I bet them +7 as well. If you look at their defensive metrics, very similar. Top 2, top 3, top 1, top 3 in almost every defensive metric. Jets offense, not that great, but the Browns offense hasn't been that great either all season. This is the healthiest the Jets defense has been all year going into this matchup. So I think 7 points is a little bit too much. All right, so we're all on the Jets. Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, let it all out, man. Let it all out. Let's get it out of the way early. Cowboys,
well, you know, look, I hate
how you want to talk about it.
I hate to beat you when you're down. The Cowboys are exactly who I thought they were. They're complete and total frauds. They go on the road. They go on the road against a winning team and they lose. They cannot get the job done. They had that game in hand. It was one. They had no business losing that game. And the difference between the Eagles and the Cowboys is games what? The Eagles have no business winning, they win. Games the Cowboys have no business losing, they lose. You're up against a team that's poorly designed by a terrible general manager who has a mediocre quarterback with too many stars who think they're the best player on the team, and now they have basically zero chance to win the Super Bowl.
What are you talking about?
What the?
I just didn't get zero chance.
They got to go on the road. They can't beat anybody on the road. Haven't you noticed? They get trounced by Miami, who's a fraud. They should have won that game. They get buried by San Francisco.
The game came down to the last second field goal.
Like, and they had no business losing it. I agree. But that's what they do. They are who we thought they were.
I mean, the Eagles have a 26-point differential.
Wait a minute. Rooster.
Tell me about it. I want to hear about all the differentials. Come on. I love the differentials. I love when you get into the differentials. Because I look at record.
Yeah, they got one more win on the season.
What's the differentials again?
One more win on the season, big deal.
Yeah, what's the differentials? I'm wondering.
It's a +26 point difference. Who cares?
That ought to get him into the Super Bowl.
The Eagles ain't getting to the Super Bowl.
They can play. I'm not on the Eagles in the future. I just love rooting against the Cowboys because they are who we thought they are.
Who gets farther in the playoffs? The Eagles or Dallas?
The Eagles are at home, baby. What, has this your first shit. Year doing
they
this?
I wouldn't
trust them against Arizona on the road. Oh yeah, they lost to Arizona on the road. I forgot.
You know, he loves the shit in the stuff to take the Dallas's few losses. But when
we all love Dallas. They can't lose. The differentials. They're second against the rain. They're
third against the rain.
In the sun, I love it all. It means nothing.
You know, it means something. 64% against the spread this season, while the Eagles are below 500, not covering games. And if you bet the Cowboys every week, you made a ton of money this year. If you bet
them
1.5 wins, you
made money. Count it.
If you bet them to make the playoffs, you made money. But hold that thought. The segment's almost over. I want
I love
to go to UnderdogFantasy.com. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, and they'll match your deposit up to $100, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and this is the NFL edition. I want everyone listening on Sirius XM channel 159, watching us on Sports Grid TV and Jacob Media on YouTube, along with my Twitter account at Philly Godfather. Check out thephillygodfather.com for all your legendary sports betting information. Sports betting packages start just $3 a day, so come by and check us out. Now, we got Dave Mason from Bet Online, AG, waiting in the green room. Bring him in.
Yo, yo.
My man. What's the weather like down there, brother?
Hot.
Real hot? How's the talent? How's the talent?
Hot.
Everything's hot. Before we start, Dave, Sheep, you got anything to ask Dave Mason?
Yes, Dave, I do have a question for you. When is the holiday Christmas party so the animals will be coming down? Is it, you know, is it first 2 weeks of January or so we can plan ahead or after the Super Bowl?
Whenever you want, man. Whenever you want. I mean, after the Super Bowl, opens up a little bit. Free time opens up. But, yeah, man, welcome down here anytime.
I think the 8-Ball and Maddie need a tour of where you're at. I think they would really enjoy the scenery down there. And me, El Clucco, and Godfather be more than happy to take them to a few places.
We'll chaperone.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Get your parent permission slip signed for this field trip.
All right, let's get right down to business, man. We got a Thursday night game. I see the lines dropping. I think you guys opened up 7.5 or what? 34 down to what?
We opened 736, went up to 7.5. Now it's back to 7 and 33.5. Got hit with some sharp action on Jets +7.5 and under 34 or more. 56% of the cash and 68% of the bettors are on Cleveland. be a big teaser money line parlay game. Looks like about 87% of the cash is on teasers on Cleveland, and 89% of the money line parlay action on Cleveland as well.
Any sharp money on that under, Dave?
Yeah. 34 or more. Yep. Okay.
All right, let's go to the next game on the board. This game's big, man. Miami at Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I think Miami's catching 3 and 37.
Three and 47, absolutely. Open 3 and 47, bounce back and forth, but we're back to where we started. Action's pretty even. 53% of the bettors on the Ravens, 51% of the cash on Miami. A little bit of sharp on Fish at plus 3.5.
Sharp money in Miami. You like that, April? I know you got big futures on them.
Yeah, I like Miami this week. I mean, Baltimore's coming off a big win, and anytime a team plays the Niners, they're usually banged up the next week, and they don't perform as well. So definitely like Miami plus 3, 3.5 this week.
Sounds good to me. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. Saints at Tampa. What are you guys using, 2.5 and 42?
Yeah, 2.5 and 42, open 3 and 41.5, 54% of the cash on the Saints, 62% of the bettors are on Tampa. Some sharp on Saints and a field goal.
Next game up, playoff implications. Pittsburgh at Seattle should be a big game, great game to watch. What do you guys use, 3.5 on Seattle and 41?
Yeah, 3.5, 41, open 4 and 41.5, 53% of the bettors, and 70% of the cash is on Pittsburgh. Nothing sharp as of yet.
Yeah, all right, next game on the board here. All you fans are going to be watching this one. Lions at Dallas, 5.5 and 53, is that right?
Yes, sir. Open 5.5 and 52.5. 62% of the cash on the Lions, 54% of the bettors are on the Cowboys. A little bit on sharp, Detroit plus 6, under 53.5, a little bit on that too.
All right, we didn't do the college football show this week, Dave. So Alabama against Michigan, you see any lines moving here? Is any sharp money come in on the side or a total?
I went to 2 today, went from 1.5 to 2. A little bit on Michigan, minus 1.5. Totals of 44.5. We opened 2.5, Wolverines of 45.5. We're going to need Michigan big time. 76% of the bettors and 72% of the cash is on the Crimson Tide.
All right, and then Washington versus Texas. I saw this line move a little bit down to 3.5. Is it back to 4 and 63?
Let me see. You might four. Now, yeah, we're 4 and 63. Open 5 and 64.5. 60% of the bettors, 59% of the money's on Washington. That's gonna be a big money line with 2. About 69% of the cash is on Washington outright. Currently plus 152. A little bit of sharp under 64. Huskies plus 4.5. As far as the futures markets are concerned, it's not looking good for us. We need Michigan. Everybody else is a loss. Bam is big. And that's big
too. Rooster, you got anything to ask Dave before we let him go, brother?
Yeah, Dave. What are you guys doing with all that money you're winning against the Cowboys? I know all the squares. I know all the squares come in every week from the Cowboys. Two weeks in a row, you take all the money. Are you guys that up, or are you giving out bonuses? What are you doing?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, did you guys close 2.5 in the game? Did you guys get hurt on that 2.5 when it closed or not?
Thinking back, I don't think so. That was a good game.
It went from 2 to 1.5, 1, 2.5. I saw that line was all over the place. You guys had it right on the money though.
Yep.
All right. Let Dave, everyone know where they go. What's that?
Yo.
No, I have something to ask him. So the comeback player of the year for the NFL. I know Damar Hamlin was, laying 300 as a favorite. But now with Joe Flacco coming in and performing the way he's performing, if the Browns win out, I mean, are you guys getting a lot of action there on Flacco? What is he?
He's kind of a late entry. You know, we've been taking us the action on this darn future for, months and months, well before the season, right? It's such a weird award, you know what I mean? You never know.
It's so like subjective,
it's like, okay, Hamlin, it's a great story. Freaking died on the field. God bless him. He came back. But, he's not doing much on the field. He's doing next to nothing.
He's got 2 tackles all year.
I think it's 2 tackles. I mean, God bless him. It's like if he, before we're pricing this up on the offseason, it's like if he even sees the field, he's going to get it. It's just for the story. It's a damn Disney movie, right?
I don't even think it's the same guy, but that's just me.
yeah.
There we go. With different tattoos. Other than that, he's the same.
Joe Flacco, I mean, he's kind of a late entry. So, you know, we
think I saw 5-1. I think I saw 5-1 on him, Dave.
Where, who's that, Joe Flacco?
Yeah, 5-1.
Wait, when?
Like this week, like a couple of days.
Oh, no. I mean, no, we have him now, but we've only had him for what, like the last month? You know what I mean? Where we've been taking bets on all these other guys for months, and we've been taking bets on Flacco now for like a month. You know what I mean? So he's Flacco's good for us.
The argument is one guy got off his couch and came back to play for the Browns, and the other guy came back from the dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but you got to perform, though, don't you? I mean, you got to perform. I mean, give Hamlin a trophy, but I mean, give Flacco the award. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's you know, Hamlin's still the odds-on favorite, but they're coming down, and Flacco's you know, evening out a bit. No one else has a shot. But
all right, let everyone know where they can find you.
At Dave Mason BOL on Twitter, at Dave Mason BOL, and get on over to BetOnline.ag and sign up for an account. All our promos and sign up bonuses are on the promotions page. BetOnline.ag/promotions.
Thanks for coming on, man. Have a great
day. All right, guys. Take care.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Hey, you too.
Happy New Year.
Be safe. Out.
Yeah. He's one of the best guests we got, him and Pro Football Talk, man. Their information is so valuable if you're looking to bet the market. You really want to know what everyone's on, what the squares are on, what the sharps are on, which way the line's moving. And then Pro Football Doc comes on and tells you how banged up these teams are. Rooster, let's talk about these underdogs who have a chance to win outright this week. You got the Lions +5.5 at Dallas, Miami +3 at Baltimore, Falcons +3 at Chicago, Tennessee +5.5 at Houston, Giants +6 against the Rams, and Steelers +3.5 against Seattle. We got about 30 seconds left. If you had to pick a dog to win outright, who would it be?
I know it seems like I'm always picking on the Cowboys, and I am, but this is another really bad matchup for them against a team that can run the ball really well. I know it; they're at home and they're comfortable, and Dak can go get his latte in the morning and do all his comfort zone things. But and really, they don't desperately need this game if you assume the Eagles are going to win out. And you'd hate to see them get beat up, have some injuries. I think if they go down early in this game, not that they're not going to try, but again, this is a bad matchup for them. They would not want to see them in the playoffs right away. I mean,
hold that thought. We're going to go to our next segment. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And this is the NFL edition. We're talking about underdogs that have a chance of winning the game outright this week. Sorry to interrupt you, Ross, but we had to go to the segment. You were talking about Dallas. You think you look Detroit?
Well, yeah, I like the Lions, but I guess the strongest one for me is what 8-Ball said earlier. I really think the Dolphins have a bounce back week here and give the Ravens everything they can handle in Baltimore. I think that this is Baltimore's turn to be the Tuesday morning overreaction team.
I mean, he's the favorite now to win the MVP, too, just like that, Lamar Jackson. So his numbers don't really justify it. Let me go to 8-Ball next. 8-Ball, if you had to pick one of those teams to win outright, who would it be? And do you think Lamar Jackson is the MVP of the league this year?
Outside of Miami, this week, I kind of like Cincinnati a little bit, +7. I think they can make this an interesting game in KC. KC has not been playing good football over the last month. They struggled offensively, and the Cincy team is still battling for a playoff spot, so I think they're going to make it interesting.
Do you think they can win the game outright or not?
I think they have a shot to.
Yeah. And what do you think about that MVP race? I mean, all of a sudden, Lamar Jackson's the odds-on favorite. But if you look at the numbers from every quarterback, Dak's got the best numbers in the NFL.
Tua still has a chance at it, depending on if he beats Baltimore this weekend. But Dak's a favorite right now. His numbers, in my opinion, don't justify it. I think Dak, you know, he's up there in terms of numbers. He doesn't have a signature win like Lamar does. You know, Lamar just beat the Niners. So I think the voters, the way they're voting right now, they'd vote for Lamar.
All right, let me go to Matt Multeps from the College Kids. Matt, of all those teams, which team do you think has the best chance of winning the game outright as a dog?
So I think Miami has a good shot to win outright. They're getting +3, right? But another team that I like, I'm liking the Chargers, man. Denver, they just benched Russell Wilson. And I think that team realized what, you know, they're doing, and they might just give up on the season. I mean, it's tough to have your quarterback that's performing exceptionally well all season long. And actually, they started to gather around him a little bit, that team, as the season went on. And now you have a Denver team that they bench him. What does that mean for the team, rest of the team, rest of the players? So I'm kind of like the Chargers here a little bit as well. You can catch +3.5. I think they have a chance to win outright as well, just like Miami.
All right, we'll wait. Is Pro Football Doc on in the green room? Bring him on.
Hello there.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for coming on, man.
I love what you said about Denver and Russell Wilson. That whole situation is really strange. The only kind of worry, usually when a player is benched like that, et cetera, the head coach and the staff is also out the door. The only reason is if their guys are fighting for their jobs for next year with Sean Payton, that's the only worry there. But I agree with you on the tank.
Thank you. Right. I appreciate that. That's good.
April, you got a question for Doc?
Yeah, I wanted to know about the status of C.J. Stroud this week. Is he on pace to play for the Texans?
It does look like he is. He's been progressing through the protocol. And this is, as we talked about, a very key week. If he doesn't play this week, the likelihood is the season. But I do think he will. He's headed towards clearing.
Rooster, you got any questions for Doc?
Yeah, two quick things. Number one, Trevor Lawrence. I saw your post on him earlier. I know he was limited at practice. And number two, what makes somebody take so much longer to recover from a concussion? Because earlier this year, there was two guys that recovered in less than a week.
Well, first of all, with concussions, no two are the same. It's kind of like snowflakes. It depends on continuing symptoms. Think of it this way. If someone gets hit and sees momentary stars, we call that a concussion. Someone's knocked out for 30 seconds and posturing, we call that a concussion. This is like back in the old days before an MRI. An ACL was a knee sprain, a meniscus tear is a knee sprain, a patellotendinitis was a knee sprain. No two concussions are the same, and we'll learn more and more about it. That's why they act differently and have different clearances. As far as Trevor Lawrence is concerned, I erred a little bit. I saw Doug Peterson say that he would be throwing today, and I interpreted that to mean limited practice. It turns out he was DNP. He threw an individual drill slash on the side, which does not qualify as practice. But I still am optimistic that if he wants to take an injection into the AC joint, which I believe Trevor Lawrence will, I've had NFL quarterbacks play through that injury with an injection. And remember, he finished the series before he came out of the game, and some of that was for the score. So the Jacksonville Jaguars need to win this game. They have the tiebreaker. They're only in first by the tiebreaker, so they need to win. So I think Trevor Lawrence, you know, beats the odds like he has three times this year already, maybe for a fourth time to play.
All right, let's go to the Thursday night game. I mean, the Jets and the Browns. Browns are dealing some injuries. They don't have a kicker. Jets offensively are banged up. Who's the healthier team going into this matchup?
How about both defenses? The healthier sides rather than the offenses. Although the Browns have some safety issues. Overall, the injuries are more on the offensive side of the ball, offensive line on both teams, et cetera. We know Flacco's the fourth quarterback. And I guess Trevor Siemian is technically the fourth after Tim Boyle, Zach Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. So it's a battle of two number four quarterbacks. And no Amari Cooper, he was a late scratch ruled out there. And, you know, I just got home to see some of the interesting dress that the Browns showed up in tonight. That's an interesting deal.
All right, let's go to the next big game on the board. Miami's going to Baltimore. Baltimore's coming off a huge win against San Francisco. Which team is more banged up in this matchup, Doc?
Well, Miami has some offensive line issues. That could be a worry for them against the Ravens with their defensive output there. There's some issues with, obviously, wide receiver Jaylen Waddle, although I still think he has a chance to play. I don't see it as a high ankle sprain. Tyreek Hill's going to go and be healthier there. It's an interesting one. All last week I was saying, look, there's a lot of value in Lamar at +500, right, and against Brock Purdy, and now that's all flipped. As much as you say that, there might be some value in Tua at +1,000, right? I mean, yeah, value in terms of if he can beat Lamar heads up. But right now, it's about even in terms of injuries, more on the offensive side of the ball. Miami seems to have done better without Jalen Phillips. They've recovered from that loss.
Next up, two teams that are fighting for their playoffs lives. Pittsburgh's going up to Seattle. Which team is the healthier team in that matchup, Doc?
Well, you know, the Seattle Seahawks are probably going to end up being the healthier side with the home field advantage. They've gotten some players back over time. The Steelers aren't horrible in health right now either, but obviously it's Mason Rudolph again, and Geno's another week healthier. So the advantage seems to be with Seattle.
And not last but not least, New Orleans is playing Tampa Bay. Both teams are fighting for their playoff lives. Which team is the healthier team going into this one?
Well, mentally, the Tampa Bay is the healthier team, right? They're on a little mini roll, whereas the Saints are slugging it out there. And the Saints' defense is not bad, but they have a couple of offensive issues. A slight advantage to Tampa, as well as probably the team that's on the roll.
All right, Doc, I want to thank you for coming on. If you want to let everyone know where to find you and everything about your website.
Yeah, go to Sports Injury Central, SICScore.com. We have a 6 score on every individual skill player, as well as offense, defense, run offense, run defense, to help you guys all do better handicapping.
That's great, man. And I want everyone to know his SIC guaranteed 5-star NFL selections have gone 7-2 over the last 9 plays. So make sure you guys check them out. And if you sign up right now and use promo code Godfather, they'll give you a free week. Thank you so much, Doc, for coming on, man.
Happy New Year, Doc.
Man, he's one of the best guests we have. His information is so valuable in the sports betting market. If you can get the injury reports before the bookmakers do, or if you get a lot of these cluster injuries, really, it's really impactful in the games, ain't it, Rooster?
It's huge. I'm on his site 4 times a day. I mean, having that injury information, as we know, I mean, every player – has an effect. Amari Cooper, a wide receiver, just moved the line a half point. Even if you don't like the Jets, if you could take 7.5 and lay 6.5, you just sit back and watch the game and hope for a 7 count. I mean, the injuries are huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was talking about that Miami offensive line, how they're a little banged up going to that game against Baltimore. And, you know, stuff like that, you really got to pay attention to. Now, even though Miami does have the #1 sack percentage rate in the NFL this year, and Baltimore's lost, you know, and all their losses this year have come against teams that ranked in the top 10 in sack percentage. You know, that could sway the difference, you know, in who wins that game, that offensive line. So I love when he comes on and he gives out all that knowledge. Sheep, is there a game you like this week more than any other game?
I do. I like the Cardinals against the Birds. I like Arizona. I mean, it's sitting 11. I'll wait for all the gabons, you know, the Eagles, for the public to drive it, and hopefully I can take 13 on the game. I'm even going to dabble in the money line. I think the Eagles are they're each week they're playing very bad football. There's definitely problems on the sidelines with Sirianni, Jaylen Brown, and they're going crazy, and there's too much going on. I think and they've got Matt Patricia in there, but he's not really done anything in the past 2 weeks. So my live dog of the week is Arizona.
Wow. Rooster, are you worried at all about this Arizona team? I know they played the Eagles tough last year. They lost by a point, but that was in Arizona. Gannon knows this Eagles team like the back of his hand. Does that worry you at all, this game this week? 11-point favorites, a big number.
Yeah, I kind of like Arizona, too. I took 11.5. I don't think it's going to go up much more. There's sharp money on the dog already, which means if that line does start to pop up, they're going to start disappearing quick. But yeah, I mean, look, the Eagles aren't playing great either. The NFC East is turning into the NFC Least. They can't beat anybody good. They can't beat anybody soundly. They play teams on the road with winning records. They get smashed. I mean, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I lean Arizona here too.
Steve, right, I got a question for you.
We got 30 seconds on this. 5 seconds. We got 5 seconds. Save it for the next segment.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. And I was trying to give out a promo for Underdog, and then Sheep interrupted me before the segment was over. So he's got perfect timing every week, Bruce. I don't know how he does it, but
he's talented. I give him that.
Now, go ahead. Finish your thought, man. I didn't mean to.
My thought is, and I'm like reading and seeing everything that's going on. What quarterback's on the hot seat the most going into it? Is it Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, or Patrick Mahomes? Is Lamar going to have a great end of the year, get to the playoffs, and he's out? He just signed that big. He got his big contract, and he's great up to the end of the year, and then he shits the bed every year in the playoffs. Jalen Hurts, he gets his contract. What's going to be expected with him for the remainder of the year? And then you got Patrick Mahomes, who's without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, you know, Mahomes is fine. I wouldn't worry about Mahomes. Jalen Hurts, he's banged up. He's probably going to have surgery after the season's over. People aren't even talking about that. The offensive coordinator hasn't done Hurts any favors. You know, Hurts is so good on the fly. You try to make him into like an elite passing quarterback. That's not who he is. And I think he's starting to believe he's an elite passing quarterback, which makes it even worse. They gave him all that money. Obviously, last year, you know, Hurts didn't play the defenses that he's playing this season. So, you know, you see his numbers dropping off. It's the turnovers that really affected his play this season. It seems like he's not reading the defenses like he was last year. But I'll give it to Rooster. Rooster, what do you think is going on with Hurts?
I mean, he's obviously hurt, but like you said, this is a totally different schedule than last year. I mean, they're playing top defenses on the road. You know, they're coming out with wins, but they're not convincing wins. So I think they're probably almost as good as they were last year. Now, if you remember last year, they needed a miracle to beat San Francisco to get into the Super Bowl. You know, they were on their fifth quarterback. McCaffrey was taking snaps. But honestly, I don't see a huge drop-off. I think losing Steichen was definitely an issue. But they had a miracle run to the Super Bowl last year, and I think they're not going to have it this year, even though Hurts proved he can win a big game.
Yeah, you know what the big difference is, though? Last year, they scored more points in the first half than I think any team in NFL history, and they kind of put it on cruise control in the second half of games. You're not seeing that this year. It's so much harder to score for this team, and their pass defense, I don't care what anybody says, it's the worst in the NFL. If they didn't
They were playing garbage last year, and this year they're playing good teams. I mean, they still have an amazing record, and they're still going to have home. They're going to have home playoff games, but I'd rather be in this situation than a situation like Dallas, where you can't win a playoff game. You end up on the road every year with a guy like Dak. And they're going to give him $60 million a year. I think Jerry Jones should be thrown out of the building.
How about Lamar Jackson? The same thing. I mean, he's
Let's see what he does this year. This year, he looks different.
He looks better. Let me go to April. April, what do you think about Lamar Jackson playing this year? You think he's playing at a much higher level than he has in the past? And do you think the Ravens got a shot?
I think Lamar plays at an MVP level. You know, every year in the regular season, the playoffs come. It gets cold out. You got the best defenses, and obviously his game suffers a little bit. But I think the Ravens are a great team. I think they're right there for, you know, as the best team in the AFC right there with Miami and Buffalo right next to them.
Here we go, Matt Maltempis. Matt, who do you think is going to come out of the AFC side? Is it going to be Baltimore, Buffalo, Miami? Do the Browns have a shot? And the Chiefs aren't looking that great, but still Patrick Mahomes.
So I'm hoping the Browns pull it off, but I don't think they will. All right, so Lamar Jackson, obviously he's playing at MVP level. He's minus 190 for MVP. He's been playing great. That team, though, he always does come up short in the playoffs a little bit. But guess what? This year, I think the Chiefs are the weakest they've ever been out of all the previous years, right? I think they're 9-6 right now, if I'm not wrong there. I think this is the weakest Chiefs team we've seen. So the Ravens do have a better shot, I think, this year than previous years. I think their team is very good, but I think Miami is the best out of the bunch by far.
When they're healthy,
I think when healthy, hopefully in the playoffs they're healthy, because I know 8-ball has a big ticket, and I kind of, you know, piggybacked a little bit. But I think Miami, when healthy, as long as they get that O-line, look at what they're doing when they're hurt. They're all banged up all over the place, and look at what they're doing. They're being the best teams in the best of the best. So I really do think Miami will pull it off and end up being the ones in the Super Bowl.
Let's give out some moves for everyone watching and listening. Let's give out some winners here. We all jumped on the Jets. We're all on the under in that game as well. Is that confirmed?
I am only on the Jets.
I did not touch the total, but +7.5 on the Jets.
All right, so we're on the Jets. Miami, Baltimore. 8-ball, you're on Miami here, +3?
Yeah, I'm going to take Miami here plus a three. Look for a 3.5, but definitely going to take the 3 on this game.
Matt Multep is from the College Kids. You like Miami here?
I'm liking Miami, but I haven't bet it yet because I have to wait for the offensive line. They have four guys questionable in the O-line. You have Tyreek Hill questionable. Two is questionable right as of right now. So I'm waiting on the news, Drew News.
Let me go to Sheep. Sheep, who you like, Miami or Baltimore?
I lean to the dog here. I mean, I think Baltimore played great last week against the Niners and really dismantled them. So this is like a letdown game for them. And I think they may be – this is a great spot for the dog here.
Yeah, especially if they're healthy. Like I talked about before, Miami's ranked number one in sack percentage. And you got to get some pressure on Lamar Jackson or else he's going to run around there for 7-8 seconds like Rooster's talked about in the past. And he's going to find ways to beat you. But if their offensive line ain't healthy, I mean, this game could get ugly. Rooster, did you pick a side in this game yet or not?
Yeah, I lean Miami there. But another game I want to give out, Rams minus 5.5. Now, I gave out Buffalo 40-1 3 weeks ago. Now they're plus 800 to win the Super Bowl. The Rams are my super long shot, 100-1. If they squeak in, they are going to be a tough out. They're getting healthy. I like the way their quarterback's playing. Cooper Kupp is healthy. This team could be very dangerous. Throw a couple bucks on 100-1.
They got a Super Bowl coach and a Super Bowl quarterback. It's been this. I mean,
they're going to head to Philly and take out the Eagles round one.
There you go.
The Eagles don't want to face them. Dallas doesn't want to face them. Detroit doesn't want to face them. No way.
Yeah. All right, let me go to the next game on the board. Saints at Tampa. 2.5 and 42. You got an opinion here, Rooster, on the side or a total?
I lean Tampa. I'm starting to turn into a fan of Baker Mayfield. I mean,
wait a minute. 5 weeks ago, you're saying this is Baker can or shake and bake, and you were like shitting all over Baker. Now you're up his ass now.
Hey, I go week to week, Baba. I don't marry a team, and then no matter what, pick them. I'm the kind of better that actually changes my view every week based on what happened the week before. But shake and bake, baby. Give me the bucks.
So you got an 8-ball. 8-ball, you got a side or a total in that game?
I didn't take anyone here, but I agree with Rooster. I mean, you've got the better quarterback in Baker, the better coach in Bowles, and the team's at home. They're playing good football. The defense has been stout all year. I think they covered at 2.5, 3.
Matt Multep is from the College Kids. Who are you liking that matchup?
I'm liking the Buccaneers here, and I'm agreeing with Rooster and the 8-ball because when we look at interceptions thrown per game, I mean, Baker takes care of the ball. That team, the way they play winning-style football. Anytime you win a turf battle, you're going to win more than not. And they're home here. New Orleans, they're 14th in interceptions thrown per game. So I'm really liking Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay is the better team as well.
Did you pick a side yet, Sheep, or no?
I would lean to the dog. If I can grab 3, 3.5, I'm hooked. I like the dog here.
You got us all confused. All year long, you're laying the favorite. This week, you're on all the dogs.
I'll give you – listen, the only favorite I'm on this week, I like the Cowboys and I like Minnesota. Besides that, I like all dogs.
Well, that's the next game on the board. So you lay 5.5 on the Cowboys here?
I laid 5 already. I like Dallas minus 5.
Rooster, who are you liking that matchup? You like the boys or you like the Lions?
I went over it. I like the Lions here. I think it's a bad matchup. Give me the 5 points. A running team that's going to try and run down their throats. Dallas is a little bit on their heels. I know they're comfortable at home, but I think it'll be a close game.
Let me go to 8-ball. 8-ball, who are you liking that matchup?
I mean, I love the Cowboys here. Detroit last week, they won the game, but Minnesota turned the ball over 4 times and should have won that game, you know, if they took care of the football. Detroit hasn't played great, convincing football, you know, from what I've seen. And Dallas, as much as they struggle on the road, they're the exact opposite at home. They're putting up, what, 30, 40 points per game. And I think that team shows up.
Yeah, they're fighting for the division still. There's no way they're going to – they still have a chance to get to the division.
Detroit just clinched their division, so I don't know how
hungry they are. It's really not as big a game for Dallas, for Detroit, as it is for Dallas. Because Dallas could still – Eagles have to win their last 2 games, and so does Dallas. Dallas win the last 2. Eagles lose 1. Dallas got the division.
Yeah. Detroit's still fighting for that 1 seed, but I think it's a long shot for them to get that.
Yeah, and we gave out the Lions this year as a 5% barrier to win the NFC North at plus 160. So I hope all you guys jumped on that ticket before the season started. and picked up eight positions. Matt Multeps from the College Kids. You like the boys here or the Lions?
I took a big move on Dallas a little bit ago, minus 4.5, right when it opened. Now it's at 5. It's still like all the way to 6. Detroit hasn't beat really any winning teams. They beat Minnesota, losing team. Denver, losing team. Saints, losing team right now. They're below 500. Chicago, Chargers, all their wins are against below average teams, below 500 teams, except for the Chiefs, the first game of the year. And that was the first game of the year. And this is the weakest Chiefs.
All banged up in that game, too.
All banged up. Weakest Chiefs team we've seen, and they only won by one. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, I mean, look at all the winning teams they've played. They played them close. If they did not win against Philadelphia, they beat them, and they split the other game, played them, almost beat them on the road. And then Miami, they almost beat them last week, only lost by two. So, I mean, Dallas plays on Saturday before Philly plays on Sunday. So they're still playing for the division. They're going to make sure they win their this game, take care of business. I like the Cowboys, -4.5, -5, all the way to 6.
Official 3% burial for free, Dallas Cowboys, -5. Go out there and put a little extra, you know, a couple extra bucks on it. They've made us money all season. They're 64% against the spread this season. They went over 9.5 wins. That was a 3% burial. 3% burial.
Quick, real quick, playoffs. before we go to break, I have an announcement. I got to go check my records, but I think it's the first time all season all four of you guys picked Dallas to win.
64%.
I got to check the record last week. I don't think it happened last week, and I got to check the week before.
You can't argue with 64% against
I just got to check it. I got to check it.
They're making us money all year.
Next week.
We got Dak Prescott over 26.5 touchdowns. Cash is under 12.5 interceptions. That's going to kill.
It's getting embarrassing,
it's
guys.
It's a plethora of money. It's just
I will pay the views next week.
Cowboys money is everywhere. we got about a minute and a half. Booster, real quick. Washington versus Texas. Who you like here? Lions 4.
I don't know. I let me huddle up with my guys so we all agree. But I think I like. I really have no opinion on that game. Let me hear what the four amigos think. Go.
Alabama, Michigan. We got two college football games. We got to give them out. Who you like?
I like Alabama.
There you go, Squarezilla. Sheep, who you like?
Texas and the Crimson Tide.
Squarezilla. Let me go to 8-Ball. 8-Ball, who you like?
Texas and Michigan.
Matt Multeps from the College Kids.
I like Texas, man. I have a future on Texas. They're just flat out better than this Washington team. Take 3.5 or 4. If you can catch 3.5, get it. But it doesn't matter. Take 4 as well.
You got an opinion on the Crimson? I mean, it's so hard betting against Alabama. You know, they usually have the superior athletes. You got Nick Saban, battle tested, been there forever. Do you like anyone Alabama versus Michigan?
I haven't touched this one. This one's a tough one, man. It's the toughest one, you know, by far. I'm still waiting on, you know, some information. So, as of right now, nothing.
I got 9-1 tickets on Michigan to win the whole thing. So, I'm trying to be unbiased here. Do I hedge a little bit so at least I break even on that ticket and I don't lose no money? That's my major concern. But I want everyone to check out UnderdogFantasy.com. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code WIN and they'll match your deposit up to $100. Now, we got one more segment. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. I keep forgetting about this small segment at the end. It's like I'm forgetting about the Rooster recap, which is the best part of the whole show. Rooster, you ready to fire or what?
Ready to fire. Here we go. Saving my breath. Everybody loves Dallas -5 but me. Matt, Jets +7.5. Lean Miami +3. Chargers +3.5. Bucks -2.5. And Texas. 8-Ball, Jets +7.5. Miami +3. Cincinnati +7. Bucks -2.5. Texas and Michigan. Godfather, Jets +7.5, Jets under 34. Babad, Jets +7.5, Arizona +11 and money line. Miami +3, Saints +3, Minnesota -1.5, Alabama and Texas.
Hold on, one other thing, Rooster game I want to add is I love New England this week against Buffalo. I think Buffalo's going to be looking ahead against Miami next week. So I'm hoping I can take a really good number on the Pats this week.
All right. Rooster, Jets +7.5, Detroit +5, Miami +3.5, Arizona plus 11, Bucks minus 2.5, and Alabama.
Hey, boy, you got anything to add to that? And we're moving.
No, that's about it right now. Bengals, Miami, Dallas. Those are the strongest games as of now.
Matt, you got anything to add to that?
Nothing to add. Just Chargers. Make sure you touch a little bit of the money line. So I really like that. Like Tampa Bay, as Rooster pointed out. Leaning Miami, got to wait on some injury news. But big move on Dallas, minus 4.5. I still like it all the way to 6.
Yeah, Cowboys, 3% move. Jets plus 7.5. Bet the under. I also like the Buccaneers. Pretty much wraps it up, man. Rooster, you can find him at Philly Rooster on Twitter, social media. The 8-Ball, at the 8-Ball, at Matt Maltemps from the College Kids, at TCK underscore experience. Jimmy the Sheep at Barry Wright number. And as always, man, stop by the PhillyGodfather.com for all your legendary sports betting information. Sports betting packages start at just $3 a day. You can pick up the Rooster's package. He's been on fire all season. The 8-Ball's been killing the NBA. Matt Maltepas has been on fire in the NBA. And Sheep just kills each and every sport every year. So make sure you stop by the PhillyGodfather.com. And have a great New Year's. Be safe. You know, don't get in trouble. And just keep firing, man. Thanks, guys.